Good morning. As high pressure builds in from the Great Lakes region, expect a lot of sunshine today and dry weather. We'll see highs into the lower to middle 70s. For the Tuesday through Thursday time frame, cloudy and unsettled weather moves back in. A warm front will move closer Tuesday, and that will spread widespread showers into the area. We'll have cool temperatures with highs only topping out into the 50s area-wide. Wednesday will be milder and more humid with more scattered showers and a couple thunderstorms, especially late in the day. Thursday will be warm and muggy with a few showers likely, especially during the afternoon and through the evening. Highs will be into the middle and upper 70s. Partly sunny skies and less humid weather is expected for Friday with highs into the middle 70s. By next weekend, we'll turn warm and muggy yet again with showers and thunderstorms coming back into the area. Highs will be into the middle and upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, weather conditions will continue to remain quite unsettled across large portions of the nation and especially the central and western U.S. going into the beginning of the week, with additional heavy rain and severe thunderstorms expected. This is in response to a strong and rather anomalous upper-level trough situated over the Intermountain West, while a strong deep-layer ridge of high pressure remains anchored over the southeastern U.S. The next organized surface low develops across the western high plains today and resulting in the next organized round of heavy showers and thunderstorms from Montana to the Midwest states. The axis of heaviest rainfall will be a bit farther north compared to previous days in the areas of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri that have been hammered by flooding rains will have lighter rain through Tuesday. Rainfall totals on the order of 2 to 4 inches will be possible across parts of Wyoming and 1 to 3 inches for parts of the upper Midwest. Heavy snow is likely for the higher elevations of Colorado and Wyoming. There will be a dichotomy of temperature anomalies across the U.S. through the beginning of the week. Expect readings to be below normal across the northern plains and also for the Intermountain West and Desert Southwest. With the anomalous upper-level low tracking across the Four Corners region by tonight, temperatures will be rather pleasant across the normally hot lower elevations of the Desert Southwest and quite cool across the higher elevations. Farther east across the Deep South and the Carolinas, record high temperatures will continue to be possible, high soaring well into the 90s to near 100 for some areas. At Mount Washington this morning, partly cloudy and windy conditions, temperatures around 37 with a northwest wind around 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut territory in Canada, mostly cloudy and 33 degrees. In Albany on the hour, a few clouds, temperature around 57, the dew point temperature at 50, relative humidity at 78%, north wind around 6 miles per hour, the barometer is at 29.96 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, sunny skies, highs into the upper 70s. In Boston, mostly sunny, highs into the lower 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, highs into the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, yesterday's high temperature in Albany, 86, the low temperature was 57. The average temperature was 72, which is 11 degrees above normal. We saw a trace of precipitation yesterday. For the month so far, we're at 2.8 inches, which is 0.19 inches below normal. Since the beginning of the year, we've seen 15.44 inches of precipitation, which is 1.28 inches above normal. There were no heating degrees yesterday. We've seen 192 days for the month so far. That is 20 days below normal. Since July 1st, we've seen 6,269 heating degree days, and that is 336 days below normal. The average high temperature for Albany today is 73, the average low temperature is 51, the record high is 94 set back in 1914, the record low is 30 set back in 1969. The sunrise this morning was at 5:23 a.m., the sunset is at 8:22 p.m. That's 14 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, 1 minute and 33 seconds more than yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny today, highs into the lower 70s, partly cloudy tonight with increasing clouds late, lows into the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England. For today, mostly sunny, highs into the middle 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows into the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny today, highs into the lower 70s, partly cloudy tonight with increasing clouds late, lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today, highs into the middle 70s, partly cloudy tonight with increasing clouds late, lows into the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny today, highs into the middle 70s, partly cloudy tonight with increasing clouds late, lows into the lower 50s. Region-wide for Tuesday, cloudy skies with showers likely, highs into the upper 50s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with late-day showers, highs into the upper 60s to near 70. Thursday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, highs into the upper 70s. Friday, the chance for an early shower, otherwise partly sunny, highs into the middle 70s. Saturday, partly sunny, highs into the middle 70s. And Sunday, partly sunny, the slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm, highs into the upper 70s. Enjoy the day. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Greg Pollack.